The Leslie Marshall Show, the only true democracy in talk radio of, for, and by you, the people. Live nationwide and streaming live at LeslieMarshallShow.com. Call in with your thoughts at 888-6-LESLIE.
Good evening, America. I am Leslie Marshall, and this is the Leslie Marshall Show, the only true democracy in talk radio of, for, and by you, the people. We are live nationwide. We are streaming live at LeslieMarshallShow.com. But what we want is your opinions, your comments, your questions, and your concerns live tonight in this hour and every hour we broadcast live throughout the country on the live stream at LeslieMarshallShow.com. And on our podcast, which you can get from being a show member at LeslieMarshallShow.com/members. Your opinions, questions, comments, and concerns, like I said, all welcome at 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. That's 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. I have learned on Twitter, Facebook, and email, and thank you, my crew, for teaching me all the slang and the abbreviations. What this means, and this is all I can open this hour with, WTF. What the? Breaking news, America. Out of Wisconsin, in a bold gambit to put an end to the weeks-long budget standoff in that state, the governor of that state, Scott Walker, a Republican, split his controversial budget repair bill in two today. And the reason he did that is it allowed the Senate to pass the most hotly contested provisions while the 14 Democratic senators, their colleagues, remained out of state, not just out of the chamber to vote. Now, let me explain to you best I can. I'm going to bring my buddy in, who is an attorney and a talk show host himself, Mark Levine, and sits in for me on this program frequently. He's going to be joining us shortly here on the show tonight, and I want you to join me. Let me explain what happened. Is the parliamentary, best I can, and I'm not going to be able to do it better than my buddy Mark Levine, which is why I'm going to bring him on board. But I you know what? I want your reaction. I want your reaction. I got to tell you, there was no way that Governor Scott Walker was going to prevail with the thousands and thousands of people who were relentless and not giving up in their protest as well they should. As we had a little Cairo in the city of Madison in the state of Wisconsin. And I actually was hopeful that we would watch better than in a classroom for these kids in Wisconsin, throughout that state, and throughout this country. Our freedoms as Americans and our First Amendment put into action as our founding forefathers intended for it to be used, in my personal opinion. And that excited me. It excited me we're making progress. Because I heard that Governor Walker was prepared to take some things out. And I thought, progress. What does that mean? They're breaking him down. They're wearing on him. This means perhaps a compromise, perhaps maybe not an olive branch, maybe compromise enough for the 14 Democratic senators to return to Wisconsin and to vote on something that they can live with for their constituents. But that's not what happened. I am shocked. I'm appalled. I don't put it past somebody like Governor Scott Walker. Governor Scott Walker does not care about his state. Governor Scott Walker is full of crap when he says this is about money. Governor Scott Walker had an all-out, and I'm sorry you don't like the words, but it is true, an all-out assault on unions and on freedom, such as collective bargaining that the people of Wisconsin and many people, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in this great country, have been privy to. Do you know in Ohio, Governor Kasich's parents and grandparents were union? Do you know that? Let's go back to Wisconsin. This parliamentary maneuver that was first reported by the local press, who do a great job there in Wisconsin, allowed the anti-collective bargaining measure to pass with just Republican support. Why? Under Wisconsin law, a 3/5 quorum is needed for a statute that is fiscal in nature. No such quorum is needed for non-fiscal matters. Well, I'm confused here, because Governor Scott Walker and the Republicans in Wisconsin and many Republicans throughout the United States of America maintain that you need to remove collective bargaining to balance a budget. You need to remove collective bargaining to reduce a state's debt. You need to remove collective bargaining because it's burdening the finances of that state. Isn't that what Governor Scott Walker said? Even though he didn't campaign on that when he was elected, he duped the people who elected him. He lied to the people of Wisconsin. And this maneuver, well, is it legal? Is Mark with us yet, guys? Okay, great. Mark Levine is joining us. He is host of his own radio show in Washington, D.C. He sits in for me. His program is called The Inside Scoop, and he tells you everything that Washington doesn't want you know. He is also an attorney, and I can tell you everything else about him. Mark, I'm doing your bio off the top of my head because I thank you for being with us tonight. We did not plan on having him on the program, but when this came out, I said, could somebody please help explain this to me? I need somebody who knows the law better than I, and Mark Levine, an attorney as well as a talk show host and politically savvy friend of mine, is joining me in this hour to do so. Mark, thank you for coming on the program so last minute. I opened the hour by just saying WTF. What?
Really? I felt the same way. I am not a Wisconsin lawyer.
Right.
I did not know the intricacies of Wisconsin legislative policy, but in the last 5 minutes, I have boned up on what I can, and it appears that if you separate out the fiscal measures, the measures dealing with the budget, and you just try to screw unions, you just want to screw working people, and you don't give a damn how it impacts the budget, then apparently you can do so, and you don't need a quorum under the Wisconsin Constitution. But they may have run afoul of another provision, the open meeting provision, which requires that all Wisconsin laws be done in public. They didn't do this one in public. So it'll be interesting to see if they get in trouble for that one.
And when you say get in trouble, how much trouble? I mean, are you talking lawsuit? Are you talking the vote is null and void? The Democratic senators could at some point, when they do at some point, return to the state of Wisconsin, riding on their horses, hopefully, trying to save this.
I mean,
is the open meeting provision enough in your 5 minutes of Wisconsin law training right now to switch this to overrule this vote, overturn this vote, or make this vote null and void or illegal?
I think it might be, but then they could just do it again. So, in other words, you could win a Pyrrhic victory. You could say, well, they didn't do this one right. That law is null and void, but then they'll give notice, and then they'll do it. It appears that they can do it. But I got to tell you something, though. This may well be a win and a loss, because by bringing the world's, and certainly the United States, attention to the fact that Republicans don't give a damn about the budget, it never was about the budget, it's got nothing to do with deficits, Republicans hate working people. They hate teachers. They hate education. They want the worst of the worst to teach our kids. And this just proves it was never about the budget. And so I got to tell you something. I think that we're going to successfully recall those Wisconsin senators. And I've already sent my money to Wisconsin Democratic Senate Committee. I hope that your listeners will as well. It's really easy to do. There's a link from Daily Coast, and I just sent all of it to the Wisconsin Democratic Senate Committee. There's a provision in Wisconsin that you can recall any elected official that's been there at least a year. That includes a number of state Republicans. If we recall just three, then the Democrats have a majority again, and they can vote again. Now, the governor, it will take probably a year because he's newly elected. But we can recall him next year. This, I think, may just be the wake-up call that Americans need, because they're like, well, the economy's not so good, and so let's try the Republicans. I don't think they realize how much hatred Republicans have for working people. This proves it.
Well, you know, this also proves that collective bargaining has nothing to do with money, because this is not a statute that is fiscal in nature, according to the Wisconsin law. And therefore, the governor is and the Republicans are admitting that collective bargaining and this anti-collective bargaining measure that passed with just Republican support with this parliamentary maneuver there in Wisconsin today, they're fully admitting that collective bargaining is not about money. Collective bargaining doesn't affect the deficit of the state of Wisconsin and their budget and their ability to redistribute their debt and to come out ahead in the long run or even in the short run. This is simply about demonizing, attacking, assaulting, and trying to dismantle unions, period.
Right, right. Because let's face it, what unions do is not just for unions. What unions do is they increase working standards and wages for every worker in America. We learned this, you know, just go through American history. The people unionize, the unions get things. They get, for example, workplace conditions. They get overtime. And then non-unions get those things. And when you destroy the unions, then the non-unions, if you can say, sorry, we're not going to provide for your health care, sorry, we're not going to give you a pension, then you can do that to non-union people. So I think of unions as the canary in the coal mine. If you destroy the union, the next step is really every middle-class American. For example, in Wisconsin, they didn't go after firefighters and police officers, but in Ohio, they already have. If you're a firefighter, if you're a police officer, if you're a teacher, if you're a civil servant, frankly, if you're any person in America who earns under $1 million, you've got to be concerned.
What recourse do they have? Open meeting provision, like you said, then they do it in open, they vote again, so blah, blah, blah.
Recall, yeah, it's really not
recall takes too long, and quite frankly, you know, something has to be done. You have to strike while the fire is hot and while the tempers are flared. You know, I mean, by the time, you know, the dates come up for, you know, recall for certain candidates, especially Walker, we're going to be too far from, you know, the minutiae, if you will. So, but right now, I think, and I know it's terrible. I know some people say, Leslie, it's irresponsible of you to say, but I'm going to say it. I think they got a strike. And I think firefighters and police officers should as well, even though they were exempt because they support their fellow public employees. You know, I think maybe or maybe leave the state. You know, there was a movie called, you know, A Day Without a Mexican. And in the state of California where I live, Mark, the state would shut down. Well, what would a week be like or a month be like without public employees buying food in the supermarket or, you know, riding the buses or parking in the parking garage? Or do you know what I'm saying? They have the power to shut this state down. They need to do something to make Walker look like the hypocritical ass that he is.
You know, it's an interesting idea. I guess I haven't thought it through. On the one hand, it would certainly wake up people, and it would certainly be a strong thing, and it would certainly bring lots of attention to the state. The thing I'd worry about a strike, though, is that right now all the sympathies with the teachers, all the sympathies are with the unions. The Wisconsin public hates Walker. They just elected him a few months ago with 52% of the vote. Right now he would lose in a landslide, 62% against him. I think the recalls can work. Now, you know, not all.
Yeah, but that's too long. We need something to be done between now and then for these people. Mark, hang on, sweetie. Hang on. We're going
to
take a break. Hang on,
guys.
Hang on. I hear you. We'll be back right after this. Mark Levine has joined me as an attorney, a friend, a talk show host to help explain this parliamentary maneuver that the sly, sneaky SOB, Governor Scott Walker and his Republicans have just pulled in the state of Wisconsin. But I do want to thank Governor Walker for showing the people his true colors. He is all about anti-union, because the anti-collective bargaining measure could not have to do with money in order for this parliamentary maneuver to have been pulled off, because it's a statute that is not fiscal in nature. And these Senate Republicans and Governor Walker have insisted for 3 weeks that collective bargaining and the collective bargaining provision was designed to help alleviate the state's budget problems. I've got another abbreviation, BS. I'm Leslie Marshall. We'll be back. I want to hear your reaction to this, America. What is your reaction? Are you surprised? And what should the people in Wisconsin and the people in America and the unions, the public employees, and all the people in Wisconsin do? Recall Walker? That's a no-brainer, but that's a year from now. What do they do? Do they strike? Start recalling every single Republican? Attack the open meeting provision? Sue? Sue, I mean, Governor Walker lied. So did the Republicans. I'm Leslie Marshall. Pick up the phone and join me. What are the options? What would you do if you were them? What do you recommend and advise them to do? What are they going to do? And I'm hoping the public employees, you know, the unions are great. And seriously, they're led by great men and women. And I'm hoping and praying that these people have an ace up their sleeve. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. There is the number. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Pick up the phone and join me tonight, America. This is your show, Wisconsin. Hell in a handbag. Governor Walker has shown his true colors. It's not about money. It's about demonizing and assaulting and dismantling the unions. And this anti-collective bargaining measure they just passed proves that. Because it's not a statute fiscal in nature. Well, how can that be if it's all about helping to alleviate the state's budget problems? That's a lie. Governor Walker's a liar. The Republicans in Wisconsin are liars. So what do the people of Wisconsin do? You tell me. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Pick up the phone and join me. I'm your host. We'll be back after this.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of truth. The Leslie Marshall Show. Give her a call now at 888-6-LESLIE. You can listen to Leslie on your iPod or MP3 player. Find out how. Go to LeslieMarshallShow.com/members.
Leslie Marshall, this is the only true democracy and talk radio of, for, and by you, the people, live nationwide, streaming live at LeslieMarshallShow.com. Mark Levine is co-hosting the show with me tonight. He is a talk show host and attorney from Washington, fills in for me regularly, host of the Inside Scoop in Washington, D.C. Mark, thank you for joining us tonight, and I appreciate you being with us. We are talking about the parliamentary maneuver that took place in Wisconsin and what is happening in the state of Wisconsin and what those people should do now. Let's take some calls, Mark, and let's start it out with John in Tucson, sure. Arizona. John, good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight. Your comments.
I kind of said it tongue-in-cheek on Twitter, but I was saying that I think that all the Democrats in Wisconsin should come to Arizona, and we'll send all our crazy Republicans in Arizona up to Wisconsin, and we'll just make everybody happy that way.
Well, you know what?
Have the icy cold Wisconsin. Of course, it's said tongue-in-cheek, but...
John, Australia was once a penal colony, so, you know, maybe we could just have, like, a conservative, like, Caribbean or something.
Well, it's just amazing to me. We could do something like that, but, you know, it's just amazing to me how everything's so polarizing anymore. You know, what happened to common sense? I mean, no matter whether you're Democrat or Republican, if you're trying to pass legislation and
okay, hang on, guys,
uproar,
hang on. John, hang on. You're making good points, and I don't want to lose it. So hang on, sweetie. John in Tucson, hang tight. Mark Levine in Washington, D.C., don't go away. My co-host in this hour, Leslie Marshall. We'll rejoin you right after this quick break. If you're holding, hang on, you want to join us, 888-6-LESLIE. What do the people of Wisconsin need to do now that Governor Walker has shown his true colors? This is not about money. It's about eliminating unions. We'll be back.
Keep Leslie in your pocket. Go to LeslieMarshallShow.com/members.
And we're back. I'm Leslie Marshall. This is the only true democracy and talk radio of, for, and by you, the people, live nationwide, streaming live at LeslieMarshallShow.com. You heard it here first, America, on a national level. The parliamentary maneuver used and reported by the local press in Wisconsin in a bold gambit to put an end to that weeks-long budget standoff in Wisconsin has enabled by the split that Governor Walker did with his controversial bill, allowed the Senate to pass this provision without the 14 Democratic senators from the state of Wisconsin while they are out of the state. The parliamentary maneuver, first reported, as I said, by the local press, allowed the anti-collective bargaining measure to pass with just Republican support. Under Wisconsin law, a three-fifths quorum is needed for a statute that is fiscal in nature. No such quorum is needed for non-fiscal matters, which I maintain is an 180-degree reversal by Walker and State Senate Republicans, because they've been insisting for the past 3 weeks that the collective bargaining provision was designed to help alleviate the state's budget problems. The unions, public employees in the state of Wisconsin and throughout this great country, liberals, progressives, civil libertarians, even moderates, independents, and some Republicans said, look, at least call it what it is, Governor Walker. This is an attack, an assault against unions and public employees. This is an attack on collective bargaining. This is not about money. Collective bargaining doesn't help alleviate the state's budget problems. And in this vote, Governor Walker and the Republicans have admitted just that. I'm asking you tonight your reaction, America. I'm also asking you tonight, does this actually damage the Republicans more than help them? In other words, their zest to win. Could it backfire? 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543 is the number. Mark Levine is co-hosting this hour with me tonight. He is live in Washington, D.C. He hosts the Inside Scoop there in Washington, D.C. He hosts the Leslie Marshall Show here when I'm out very frequently as a regular guest, a good friend of mine, also an attorney. Mark, thanks for staying with us in this hour. Let's go back to John in Tucson, Arizona. John jokingly said Arizona should take all of the Democrats and Wisconsin should take all the Republicans, at least for a change in weather for them. John, that was cute. But go on. You were saying, do you think this, you know, backfires on the Republicans, or do you think, I mean, do you think there's nothing they can do wrong in the eyes of anyone who is so anti-union?
You know, I think it will end up backfiring on them, just because like you stated, it has nothing to do with the unions have nothing to do with their budget. I mean, you know, the budget problems were there. You know, I mean, the unions have been there, you know, for years. The unions have been around for years, and you know, budget problems, you know, are a more recent thing. So you know, it amazes me that, you know, the Republicans take on this, you know, win at all cost attitude, even when the voice of reason, you know, is trying to debate the issue with them. They still, you know, no matter what, you know, they end up changing the rules, which, you know, I think, depending on your opinion, it was a pretty underhanded move on their behalf to decide to go through with this. On what I saw on CNN was just 2 hours notice that they held the vote. And when I made my tongue-in-cheek, remark, it's mainly because the Republicans in Arizona have done the same thing, you know, trying to pass legislation saying that, they need to make gun laws to where students and teachers can carry guns on university campuses when the universities don't want it. You know, there's not university students protesting at the state capitol in Phoenix demanding their gun rights, you know, in the classroom. It's not happening. And, you know, the teachers are not saying, we don't feel safe, I want to carry my gun to school. It's not happening. But, you know, it seems like these Republicans get their agenda and decide that they have to win no matter what. And, you know, in states like Arizona, where, you know, we have the southern part tends to be more Democratic, and the Republicans, you know, is up in the Phoenix area, so just by sheer numbers, it ends up being a Republican state. And it seems like we end up having to deal with a lot of the legislation passed by the Republican majority, even though it, you look at SB 1070, look at the thousands of people that protested that. That's my whole thing, is if your legislation causes an uproar, then maybe you should reevaluate.
This is, John, very good points, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. Mark, one of the things I was thinking about is, how do these people ever work together and ever pass anything on anything? I have to give one Republican respect and props to.
Yeah,
Senator Dale Schultz, a moderate Republican in Wisconsin, he proposed a compromise measure.
Yes, he did.
And he did not vote yes. He was the only Republican who voted no. And I have a lot of disrespect for the state Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, who had said prior he would not attempt to pass any portions of the bill, his words, not mine, without Democrats present. Liar. Just call them what they are. They are liars.
We definitely shouldn't seek his recall. But the other 18, absolutely.
Well, no. Senator Schultz, no. But Scott Fitzgerald, yes. Because, he said he would not attempt to pass any portions of the bill without Democrats present. And he did.
You know, here's the thing for people to remember. it's not like Governor Walker campaigned on this bill. You know, I've heard some people say, well, you know, it's democracy. Let the majority rule. You Democrats complain against the filibuster. And it's true. When we're in charge, we do complain against the filibuster. I'm certainly one who does that. But it's not like Governor Walker said, I want to cut teachers' wages. I want to strip rights from working people. I want to make sure that they don't even have the right to get together and bargain for better wages. I want to take away, in essence, their free speech, their right to get together and say, hey, we want to do better. He never said it. He never said, you can look through pages and pages, and they have, of campaign materials. Not once did Scott Walker ever say he was going to do this. So if you ever want a Manchurian candidate, and people argue Obama is a secret Kenyan, you know, this was a secret hater of working people. And he got in, he didn't tell anyone he was going to do this, and then what's interesting is it's not just him, but all the Republicans in the legislature apparently were liars too. So the voters, I think, are going to throw them out. They're going to throw out a lot of them in a recall. They're going to throw out a lot of them in 2012. Wisconsin's a great swing state. That's going to help President Obama. It's going to help people throughout the Midwest, in Ohio, Indiana. Here's the thing. The heart of the battle today between the Republicans and the Democrats is over white working class people. Those people who are not the millionaires, they're all with the Republicans except for a few good people like Warren Buffett that support Democrats out of principle. But if you're a country club Republican, or you're a racist, or you hate Latinos, okay, you're always going to be in the Republican Party. And let's face it, most African Americans, most Latinos, most gay people, we're going to be Democrats because we understand that Democrats look out for our rights. It's white working class people who are the battleground, the so-called Reagan Democrats. And what this vote reminds people who don't make $1 million a year, or people who don't make $100,000 a year, is that the Republican Party is trying to steal every last dime and give it to the millionaires. And if there's ever any question about it, we now know the truth in Wisconsin today. I actually think we're going to win out of losing here. We're going to take back Wisconsin, and we're going to restore these collective bargaining rights within 2 years. Mark my words.
And we have to remember, this is going to save $30 million less for the state of Wisconsin. So this is obviously lies and hypocrisy. And the financial side of it was already agreed to by the unions and the public
right.
employees. So let's get back to more calls, and we go to Larry in Anderson, Indiana.
Hello.
Hi, Larry. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hello. I've got a couple of comments.
Good. I'd love to hear them.
Okay. I'm retired Army, and I believe that an act like tonight has null and void everything that myself and any other soldier ever put in for this country and democracy would name.
That's true, because you're a public servant too,
takeover.
Sir. You served, and this is an attack on anyone who served.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Absolutely.
It carries suit all the way from D.C., from the White, not the White House, but the Senate, I mean the House and everywhere, the Congress, the Republicans are working on a dictatorship. They are dictated by their leader how to run it. He says, vote this way, they vote that way. They don't alter. We had one man in the Wisconsin House vote no on this, but he went against the others. And that's the practice of all Republicans, to take over and dictate to their government how they're going to act or what they're going to vote. And I can't sit still and take it. I'm looking for some way to assist. I don't live in Wisconsin. I'm a Hoosier.
You can do two things. One thing that you can do, the thing I did, I didn't give much. I only gave $25, but I gave money to the Wisconsin Democratic Senate campaign, which is going to help remove these Republican senators.
Okay,
the other thing you can do is there in Indiana, your governor, Mitch Daniels, is looking at doing some of the same things. And you can ask your Indiana representatives to stand firm.
I'm heavy on that, too. I will. I'll be right on it. You can bet on that.
Good, because Indiana is a very important state.
Can't stand, because it is an insult. I've been in third world countries out of my time in the military, and it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing that happens in these countries where they have no order and a dictatorship is taking over. That's exactly how they do it.
You are absolutely right, Larry, because that's what dictators in other countries do. They do parliamentary maneuvers, only they rewrite the laws as they go along, or they find
right.
a loophole. And that, you know what, I couldn't have said it better. I got choked up when you said that you and others, you know, you fought and were willing to die for freedom such as collective bargaining.
Yeah.
How dare, yes, how dare somebody like Walker and the Republicans do this in Wisconsin? This is spitting on the graves of everybody in Arlington.
It surely is. I do believe that. Anyway, yeah, that's about all I have to offer, but
thank you,
good luck to you, and good luck to everyone.
Thank you for your call and for your service, sir. We really appreciate it.
Yes, yes, we do. Thank you very much. We will take a break and be back. Mark, hang with me. And we've got one more segment, some more calls if you're holding, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. We're going to talk about this now and into next hour. I have to. This is breaking news, and wow, that was a powerful call. I really felt that was a very powerful call, and he's right. And people say, how can you, you know, people got on me because I said Scott Walker should, you know, take a cue from Hosni Mubarak. Mubarak at least listened to his people. And he said, you know, how can you compare Walker to a dictator? Well, Walker has just presented his resume, and he's looking like a dictator to me. I'm Leslie Marshall. Pick up the phone and join us, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543, back after this.
Leslie Marshall, the simple truth in a complicated world. Give her a call now at 888-6-LESLIE. Put something worthwhile on your iPod or MP3 player. LeslieMarshallShow.com/members.
America, I'm Leslie Marshall. Mark Levine joins me in this hour. We're talking about the disgusting maneuver that was pulled by Republicans in the state of Wisconsin as the Wisconsin GOP senators have passed a bill without the Democrats. The GOP senators passed a standalone anti-union bill without the Democrats present, and they were able to do it with the parliamentary maneuver. In doing so, they have admitted that this was not about money. Will this backfire? 888-6-LESLIE is the number. Mark, thanks for holding. Welcome back. Let's go to Michael in the Bronx. Michael, good evening. Thanks for joining us. What do you say, love?
Oh, I got a lot to say, so fasten your seatbelts, my friends. The thing is that this also renews my call for that disgusting rat Walker and his Republican minions to be arrested. I'm talking facing federal criminal charges. We're talking about the violation of people's rights, and this all started with his deliberately squandering the state budget, using people's taxpayers' dollars for his own personal and political crap. That is a federal offense right there. And then when you add to it the numerous threats he made to the people and his critics as acting like a dictator and a disgusting bully, threatening to get the National Guard on them, threatening to hose them down like back in the Bull Connor days. I mean, I can only imagine what the hell else comes up next. I mean, people want to keep talking about recalling the senators that are, should I say, the Republicans, and then wanting to recall Scott Walker. Granted, Walker's not in office that long, but doggone it, it's, you know, he's not above the law. No one's above the law. If you commit a crime, his butt deserves to be arrested, yanked out of office, and be prosecuted. You know, and consider one more thing. Just because you yank somebody out of office does not stop that person from continuing his criminal ways. This sounds like a big, massive, organized crime at its worst. And the only way to put a stop of it is to hold these bastards accountable. Excuse the expression. I'm just so mad right now. I'm just flipping. I'm absolutely flipping.
But you're not alone. Mark, do you think that we're going to see, and Michael, thank you for the call. You know we love
right
you.
On.
Mark, do you think that, you know, somebody just posted on Facebook that, you know, thank you, Walker, you just handed Obama a re-election?
I actually think that there's a lot of truth to that.
Because I mean, because you're hearing this anger, and this is early.
And it's just as well that it wasn't just him, that it was the Republican senators, too.
except for that one courageous voice against it. Republicans will always tell you, we don't hate working class people. We like teachers. We just think they need to be paid less. We don't want our kids to be teachers, and we don't want our kids taught in public schools. But, you know, for the poor kids, you know, the little black ones, if they want to get the lousy teachers, we're okay with that. They don't matter much to America anyway. That's what they think, but they don't say that out loud. They say, oh, yeah, we support teachers as they cut their salaries. We support firefighters and the troops and the police as they cut all of their salaries. It's not just about their salaries. It's about their right to even bargain for more. They take away their voices. You know, it's one thing to say, all right, we got some budget cuts. It's quite another thing to say, we're going to take away your voice. We're going to take away your voice in America. I think this will be remembered. Wisconsin will be the rallying cry. This will turn around things. And I think Americans are starting to learn what the Republicans have always been about, but sometimes they hide very well.
It's just amazing to me. I hope you're right that this backfires on the Republicans. I think a lot of people are feeling that way. I'm very curious if any of the Republicans will be able to comment on how they've insisted for weeks that collective bargaining and this provision was designed to help alleviate the state's budget problems. Not so. As a matter of fact, they're saving $30 million less by doing this the way they did.
But they're also going to fire a bunch of workers. I mean, the governor really painted himself in a corner. He couldn't back down because then it would look bad. He couldn't give in. He couldn't negotiate because this guy doesn't negotiate. So he had to run roughshod over, ram it down the throats. And what's fascinating is that this was not the majority of Wisconsin's will. It's one thing when the majority has their will. We saw that, frankly, with universal health care. The majority of Americans supported a public option. They supported having that right to choose, but we couldn't get 60 votes in the Senate, and so the majority's will was stymied. This is a case of the minority asserting its will, a minority that was not elected by the people of Wisconsin because no one said they were going to do this. So here you have people who are literally sneaking around, having a policy they're not going to tell voters about. They sneak into office and they execute that policy. I think they're going to be run out on the rail. I really do. And Wisconsin's an important swing state in 2012. It's one of those states that goes regularly back and forth. It's one of those purple states in the United States. I think this matters. People are going to say, come election night 2012, you know, I think Wisconsin did it.
All right, let's go to Warren, our new dad in Kirkland, Washington. Warren, congratulations on your little boy, Robert. He's just beautiful for those who are all in our Facebook family there. Warren, good evening and welcome. This is just absolutely amazing. Does this, in a sense, help the Democrats, even the president, as Mark was just talking about Wisconsin being an important swing state in the presidential election of 2012?
Most definitely. I'm a little worried that our 30-day media or 30-minute media is just, you know, it's going to pass. It's going to be gone in 30 days.
Me too.
And then, you know, 20 months the election is, and everybody will forget about it. But I hope not. But the trick here now is to get one Democrat to come up with a form for every teacher and every person now that doesn't have collective bargaining. And Governor Scott Walker needs to interview each one of them for every pay raise that they deserve and every benefit they need. And they need to form a line out of however many teachers are in Wisconsin and tie up his office for the next 20 months.
Well, that's lovely wishful thinking.
He'll never do it. He just won't do it. He
no,
wouldn't even meet with them in groups. I guarantee he won't meet with them one-on-one.
No,
he doesn't respect
that would be collective
teachers.
Bargaining then if he meets with them in groups.
I understand, but he doesn't want any bargaining with them. He simply wants to mistreat them. He hates teachers. He doesn't believe that a child's education is that valuable. You know, there are many Republicans that are just like this. They feel like, well, the public schools, that's for the poor kids. That's for the minority kids. We send our kids to the nice schools where we pay the teachers a lot more than they get in public school. And, you know, the rest of America can go screw itself. America is not for everyone. It's only for people who have lots of money and it's passed down generation to generation. This is the old monarchy speaking up, the old nobility, the idea that if you're the Duke of Cavendish, then you can have what you want, and the rest, everyone else is just a serf. It's neo-monarchism. It's bringing back the king. That's what they want to do.
Well, you know what? Walker certainly thinks he's the king today, but we'll see how quick Wisconsin dethrones him. I hope Warren is wrong. I fear what he says, which is people will forget. I'm Leslie Marshall. More to come.